WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WHYXM.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Thank you. connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W1BLU.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W1BLU, KE8ZOF. W1BLU here, is that KE8ZOF, Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Oscar Foxtrot? W1BLU negative, it was Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Sierra, over. All right, that came out good. Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Sierra, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I've just done I'm actually mobile right now. I'm not sure which repeater you're coming into, linked repeater-wise, but I'm currently eastbound Interstate 94 near in Macomb County, and I heard you throw your call sign out there, and it sounded crystal clear and really good quality, so I thought I'd give you a call back. The name here is Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo, over.
Roger that, Joe. I'm just behind Lowe's on a 15-mile road, and one of the reasons I couldn't hear you very well is because I have my ICOM mobile unit in the basement here turned up on high, and the main unit body, it's really loud. I think I'm going to have to move that to the floor so I can hear the speaker better. But you're coming in very well as well.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the report. I'm pretty close to the Macomb, I think the Mount Clemens repeater, WA8MAC. I believe that's the one I'm connected through. I'm running 55 or 50 watts through my mobile rig here. And I have a fairly, not a compromised antenna, but a fairly small antenna running in my at the top of my car on a mag mount. So I wouldn't expect too great a difficulty reaching, but other than that, it suits me well. What are you up to today?
Well, I'm a CW fanatic, and QRP at that. I have all the Telecraft QRP radios. I do parks on the air when I can. But the North American QRP Century Club, it's quite the acronym, but they've got a challenge that they give you about 86, 87 words, and you need to contact other people on CW, and you can use their call sign twice for the various letters out of those 87 words. and or letters, and I enjoy doing that, but it takes making out a template of what the words are going to be. And, you know, so you don't use the same call sign four times instead of twice, and, you know, you make sure you get all the letters covered. And that starts the first of every month. And I was lucky. I finished like in the first week of April and had nothing to do on QRP for 3 weeks. But it takes a little bit of time, but just like now, you know, I turn on the radio and listen and do a little bit of this, do a little bit of chatting. So it's all good. And my J-pole is up about, I got a high fence, wood fence, and my J-pole is up probably 6 feet higher than that, and that's all I'm using for an antenna. Back to you, KE8ZOS from W1BLU.
KE8ZOS for W1BLU. Well, that's very good. I've actually wanted to build a J-pole for UHF. I've got it at home. I've got a vertically mounted Ringo Ranger. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. That one, I believe, is an oldie but a goodie. I got that one from my dad, and it works really good on VHF, but not so good on UHF. There's not a lot of UHF options near my area. There's one repeater, I think, that does UHF. But I thought it'd be a fun project to build a J-pole. It looks pretty straightforward enough, and homebrew is something that I'd like to have more time to do. But that's really cool you're into CW. I'm what you'd call a CW wannabe. I've gotten up in there, I've studied it, and I haven't practiced much lately, but I've gotten as good as somewhere between 7 to 10 words per minute. I need to practice more. I do hunt parks on the air on CW still, but as you know, there's not a lot of pressure for parks on the air because the exchange is pretty short and pretty straightforward, but I do have a lot of fun getting on a straight key. I've got my straight key Sentry club number and stuff like that, and it's certainly something that I want to improve. I want to improve my copy and my send skills, and I just need to buckle down and keep doing it. Back to you.
Yeah, 21499. That's my, I call it Sky, SKCC number, 21499. And I tried to make the two-hour sprints and, of course, the weekend sprint on that skccgroup.com. But oftentimes, especially since I just moved here in January, I'm busier than a beagle in a barn full of bunnies, and I lose track of not only the time, but the dates. And I hate to miss those, but while we're talking, I'm going to look up and see which one is next. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I started out, you know, in the old days with the Radio Shack tape with 5 words per minute. And I find 5 words per minute harder to decode than like 10 or 15. I guess it's just what you get used to. I'm pretty accurate up to about 25 now. But, you know, anything over that on POTA, I mean, you know, what's the sense in being able to do 100 words per minute if nobody can understand you? Back to you.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that 10, 15 words per minute for short QSOs is probably more than enough for most people. But most of my practice, I practice 20, 25, or even 30 word per minute character speed to try to help with the instant character recognition. I try to learn it in the true sense of learning the sounds rather than looking at dots and dashes. I started out doing it that way, and I realized that was that was a very unwise way of doing it. But other than that, I had a really good time talking to you. On your last transmission, you were starting to fade for me a little bit. And if we're still in good connection, maybe one more go around, but then other than that, if I can't hear you, 73 is from KE8ZOS.
Well, I got stupid, Joe, and I put the power on medium instead of high as it was, so that's probably why you had a difficult or a more difficult time. The next weekend sprint, when you should find some time to sit down and get on the straight key, and I have plenty of those, is May 9th, Saturday, May 9th. So maybe I'll tie up with you then. And yeah, it's been great chatting with you. I'll try to keep this channel monitored more often while I'm here at my desk. And 73 to you, I enjoyed the conversation. And let's meet again on online CW. Back to you from W1BLU.
W1BLU, this is KEAGOS. Yeah, likewise. It's been a real pleasure talking to you this afternoon. This is not my regular time passing through this area. I work over in Auburn Hills, so I'm usually passing through around 4:30, a little bit earlier than usual. But, yeah, I look forward to seeing and hearing from you, and I'll see you a little further down the logbook. 73 for now from KE8DOS.
Roger that, KE8COS, and 73 to you, W1BLU. I'll be clear for a little while.
W1BLU from NAWRO. Quick question for you, Blue. W1BLU, NAWRO. Quick question. Negative copy, NAWRO clear.
KBOOE. KEATEK or KF8GBI, this is KB8OOE.
KB8OE, KEATEK, can you copy?
Yeah, what do you got cooking the next few hours?
Well, the wife insisted I go down and visit my mom. Currently, I'm just doing some stuff here right now. Why, what you got going on?
I'm over at Jeff's house where that diesel is. If you want to come take a look, I haven't talked to my buddy Jim. He's still doing qualifying for pistol right now.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I can make it out there today, can I? Oh, shoot. I have to think about that. I don't know if I can do it today. Do you get that piece on that PTO or whatever?
Well, I didn't make it down here yesterday. I had way too much going on. I'm down here right now, and I don't know when I'll be back, because when that piece goes on that tractor, I'm done with anything down here but my house. He's up Fish Lake Road. You go out by the airport in Lapeer and then kind of jog around. He's not too far. He's about 2 miles off of the pavement, and the roads are pretty good right now. But he's by that cemetery, Jones and, I can't remember the name of that other road, but he's out here anyways. And I don't know when the next time I'll make it back down here. Jim's got another week of qualifying, so probably won't be for at least a week if he wants to look at it.
Okay.
Not making a day job out of staying here. I'm not replacing the bearing, and they can't get the sleeve for a month to the gasket. So I'm putting the seal. So I'm putting the seal, the new seal, the it's a more of a high-end seal on there, and I'm going to cross my fingers.
Oh, yeah. The seal should be still okay to take back off when you get the other parts, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and I might be able to make that sleeve, but I didn't want to have to do that unless it was higher-end stuff like stainless or some high-carbon stuff, because and it should hold, because the old one had been on there with, since the tractor was, at, you know, leaving the factory. I don't, it's from the 50s.
Yeah, okay. How much does it feel like that run?
$10 is it. It's better than they make a cheaper one for about $7. But if you want to come out, I'm only going to be here for about an hour. So we have just about enough time to dig it out and stuff it back in the hole, or at least spin it around to get an eyeball on it. But like I said, I'm not making a day job out of this. It's going to rain.
Okay, I'm probably going to have to pass, man, but the next time you're out there, if you are, and if Jim hasn't got it already, I'd probably be happy to come and check it out, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do it today, especially if I've only got an hour to go or so. Yeah, at any rate, good luck with putting that piece on there, and holler back when you're on the road or something.
I'll have that thing down and back together in about 20 minutes. That's all it's going to take me. As long as I can find the right thing to beat it down in the hole. But I got to pull a snap ring and put another snap ring back on. I'll be back down here for 20 minutes, half an hour. KB80OE.
All right, KB80OE, KEHEK.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KE8YAV, mobile.
But thanks for coming back to me. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm just on an ATC there. Is that about it?
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, you're a little, I mean, maybe you're a little far away or you have a little power, but I can hear a little bit of what you're saying, but not a whole lot. Is there any way you can boost power or something or anything?
Yeah, I'm just on my G1. Yeah, it's not going to make it today.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you. It's unfortunate. Yeah, I just hope you're doing good. I'm driving on I-69 right here. I'm just heading home after work. So sounds like you're out and about doing something, yeah? Did I lose you there? Did I lose you? You still there? Well, if you can hear me, I can't hear you anymore. So, I appreciate you trying to get back to me. KE8YAV. Thank you.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-T-E-K. So how'd it go, Mike?
I had to move some stuff around. I forgot that I had my oxygen bottle over here. So I grabbed that. Got some extra tools. It looks good. I mean, it ain't perfect, but neither am I.
Yeah. Did you fire it up and see if it's leaking or not?
Anywhere near it yet. I'm heading to the park. I'm going to grab something to eat while I'm in town, I think. And then I got to drive back out by the Girl Scout camp and drop it in there. There's only 4 bolts holding it in. And so I'm going to do that. And then I got to refill the gearbox and then go from there.
Okay, what is that on anyways? I forget what you said he even told me. Is it a Ford Tracker?
The 600 series, like a Jubilee.
Yeah, okay, that was about one of the best ones they made, I guess, back in those years.
Yeah, there's one, I didn't know, but there's 2 different shaft sizes for these PTOs, and therefore there's 2 different bearings. Same steel, but the steel sleeve that it rides on is different, and nobody's going to have any of those for a month for the bigger shaft. It's at least a month, so hopefully, but it's a lot tighter than that other stuff that was on there. I cleaned the bearings up and put some high temp grease in a little bit so it's got something to start with. And then the high void is going to plug the gas, I think.
Yeah, okay, did they have to run that piece of equipment or something before the other parts could come in if you had to wait a month?
The one looks like a cabbage patch, buddy. There's a Ford flail mower I got to it today, too.
Getting a little tired of this rain, mister.
I'm over it. I don't know. It is what it is. I'm not happy.
Well, I'm seeing now online they claim we're going to have, like, one of the hottest late summer and fall El Nino or some horse stuff. It's supposed to be this crazy, terrible weather here this summer, late summer and fall. Have you seen that yet? I hope it's just a bunch of crap. What's that? I didn't catch that.
But I'm trying to ignore it.
Yeah, I fear that. Me too. At least for now. I hope that he had signed right.
Back out here in the general location of that big pile of mushrooms I picked.
That's cool. You didn't want to wait and let those morales get a little bit taller or bigger. Those were they pretty much tapped out. I mean, I've seen sometimes with doggone morales will grow 3 inches, 4 inches long. You know, the stem part, but even just the cap.
Would, but I can't. My neighbors know they're there.
Yeah, make sure you're the one sauteing them in butter than your neighbors.
Right about me and the old lady split them this morning.
Yeah, that's Well, this weather being like this, they should have a, I mean, really, it used to be May when we used to go mushroom hunting up north, you know, and so I guess we're pretty much right on time, but I know they're finding them. I forget who showed me. I saw a picture, and it was downstate a little ways, so they had a nice pile of morels.
Those non-mushroom-eating folks, that makes the probability of me finding some a little bit.
I'd have to head up into the woods up north, back in the old stomping grounds when I was a wee tyke. And, heck, I don't even know. A lot of those woods might not even be there anymore. Who knows? But, man, we used to find all kinds of them. Of course, we had, like, an army of cousins and stuff foraging through the woods with our parents and stuff, hunting the doggone things that we used to get a lot of them at one time.
I've been pretty lucky this summer. I bet you I got maybe a gallon jug full of those morels, just be known from start to finish, and then oysters, I got about a half a paper grocery sack full.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I just remember when we were a kid hunting them, and I get a laugh, I think about all my cousins. I mean, there was a pile of this. My Aunt Mary Lou, there were 9 kids in her family. You know, there were 6 kids in my family, and there's a bunch of us up there. And I just think, you know, it's funny because, like, with my adult eyes and stuff, I can't see those buggers nearly as well as I could when I was a kid. And especially when you're like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, you're shorter to the ground. You're more down in their domain. I think it's easier to see them when you're shorter when you're a kid. And of course, the eyesight's probably better as well.
Yeah. So I really, really, I'm seriously thinking, like, I don't know how much interest you really have in it, but I'm thinking that I would like to do a whole bunch of the lion's mane, the oysters, and maybe some shiitakes out in the yard. I got a couple spots to stay more moist and in the shade. That would be better for those, but I really think that I would like to supplement some of the meat that I eat for those things. Because of the sheer volume of them, I think I would go through quite a pile, but man, oh man, probably cook them up and freeze them and then just reheat them later would probably be the M.O.
Yeah, no, I'm all in on that. I like the idea. I'm going to later send you a video of this guy, and he talks about his philosophy about all the stuff going on and what he's kind of doing to circumvent stuff or prepare for stuff or live well even when things are tough. And he doesn't elaborate 1,000% or anything, I mean, but just listening to him reminds me of when you and I talk about stuff, and I like the guy's philosophy. I'll have to send it to you. If you get a chance, just watch it and listen to it. It's not that long, and I haven't, since I discovered it this morning, I haven't watched any other videos and stuff, but it kind of confirms a lot of stuff that we're talking about. Oops. At any rate, I'll send that to you. Hopefully you can get a chance to check that out.
I'll watch it tonight. I turn the YouTube on, and then the algorithm picks a series of that. And, you know, the people who keep posting videos and are in rotation, they get front of the line for that. And that one guy has some products, too. But I'm thinking like a flow table of like laboratory equipment to be able to do the agar, the plates and stuff, and then the liquid liquid inoculation. He uses like a medical pump, and he's filling IV bags and using those to fill the syringes. It's pretty neat, the operation he's got, but he's doing a professional. But you can store some of those things up to 3 years.
Oh, well, I didn't know about the 3 year part. That's pretty sweet. Man, a lot of static rolling in with your signal. Are you far from a repeater?
Is your ear doing some stuff too? Actually, I'm very close to it if it's still bound down at my place.
Okay, it might be partially this weather too, I guess.
I look good here. Are you through the 3/8 flex?
Yeah, I am. Thanks. Yeah, I'm on that repeater. I just stepped outside. Maybe this helps.
On my end, I'm looking at the VU meter for the signal. Clear up a little bit. It looks rough over here, dude. I mean, it's pretty bad. I probably don't like the storm, so I'm going to be out here putting that whole mess together. It's a quiet hut, but it's not that far inside.
Yeah, man, it's very difficult to copy at that time. Excuse me. Even when I was outside, it didn't seem to make much difference. Maybe we should clear out the air for a while, not tie this thing up, and a little later when you're done, give me a call. I'll have this thing on. I'll see how we're doing then.
Sounds good. I'm in a clearing now, so that should help. But yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to grab something to eat anyways. My sugar is down in the low 80s. KEV800E mobile.
All right, Mike. Catch you later. K-E-H-E-K.
We need all these tests.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KV8OOE mobile. KV8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
V8OOE mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.